Thank you for inviting me on.
So for those who haven't either heard of or gotten a chance to go down and take a look at Davies Fur Exhibition, could you tell us a little bit about what they might expect?
Well, Gerwin Davies is a photographer that works in multi-dimensions. He creates his own costumes out of things that he finds from $2 stores. And sometimes it's the material that inspires him to create these costumes. Sometimes it's because he wants to respond to a particular experience of his childhood. And so he finds backdrops or mise-en-scene, like the big prawn at Ballina, or perhaps the Opera House or Big Pineapple, and then he creates a costume in response to that and sets himself up as in front of the icon as a self-portrait. But at the same time, he keeps his anonymity by always covering his face, and so you may see a hand here or a tattooed leg there, but pretty much he's in his little fairy costume and you don't really see who he is.
And so you mentioned there he uses a lot of materials from like $2 stores, just sort of everyday items. Yeah. Why do you think he chose textures such as those?
Well, for Gerwin, making the costumes is actually a kind of process-driven thing. So he finds the materials and then thinks how he could possibly use them to create a costume. So sometimes it's paper plates that he cuts up and staples together in various kind of forms, and then clusters them onto a mesh, which he then hangs over his body, or perhaps it's feather boas, or chucks wipes. And then he just is very playful in the way that he uses them to create, you know, other kinds of personalities for himself. So they act as a camouflage to hide his own identity, but they're also a kind of skin that you want to engage with, that you want to touch, or are very sensory in their effect. Sometimes he uses tinsel, sometimes he's used steel wool, other times he uses plastic topiary. You know, so it's very varied and very playful.
And so I was reading as well, there's a whole heap of ideas that Davies has incorporated into the exhibition, you know, ideas of American Gothic fiction and even as far as AFL. How do all these ideas come together? How has he incorporated them all?
Well, each image is, I suppose, a statement about an iconic or stereotypical person. So there's one called Construction Worker, where it's him sitting on an esky and he's covered with witches' hats from the street and he's smoking a cigarette. So another one is of him lying down, like that scene in American Beauty where the petals are falling from above and he's completely wrapped in tinsel with red rose petals falling around him. So he's kind of working with iconic images, but then does a little bit of a twist on them to make them his own.
And so for people who do head down, would you say that you have a must-see or a favourite piece in the collection?
Oh, people are always asking what's the favourite piece, and it's very difficult, but a lot of people come in and they love the one of the big prawn at Ballina. Everyone really loves the Opera House as well, but I think probably my favourite is a neon sign from a hotel called the Poodle Hotel, and it was up on the coast of northern New South Wales, Queensland, and the hotel unfortunately now has disappeared, but the neon sign still exists, so that's probably my favourite.
And just before I do let you go, Alison, how can people get involved? How can people come and see?
Well, the Australian Centre for Photography is at 72 Oxford Street in Darlinghurst, and we're here to promote people who are interested in photography. We have workshops that are available for people to do who are interested in maybe black and white darkroom techniques or studio lighting, or maybe photographing small objects. So there's like 35 different courses, and then our gallery kind of feeds into this passion that people have for photography and profiling local and national and international artists.